Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Delighted to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line for this week's preview. Martin, thanks very much for joining us.
Good evening to you, Patrick. How are you
doing? I'm doing very well indeed, Martin. It's been a hairy, scary week weather-wise. Give us an update what it's like up in the Curragh this afternoon.
Well, I must say we got away light, I have to be saying, compared to the rest of the country, I would imagine. We didn't get much rain, too much at all. Nothing as bad as kind of expected or forecast. Plenty of wind, all right, but no problem there. And we don't have any problems, really, with the weekend meetings going ahead. Gordon Park on Saturday, yeah, and Tipperary on Sunday. Everything seems to be in place compared to what the forecast was. Obviously, the west of the country, I think, fared worse, but we've no racing over there for a little while yet. So just thank God that Storm Lorenzo didn't cause too much damage to anything else. And it's always nice to get away when you hear storms are coming.
Yeah, sure is. But Martin, I suppose the biggest storm of the weekend will be in Paris, because we're looking to see some history which might be made shortly after 3 o'clock on Sunday in the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe.
Yes, of course. This famous race, no horse has ever won it 3 times. And of course, Trev was hot favourite a couple of years ago to do it in 2015. And Frankie Dettori thwarted her on Golden Horn, a brilliant ride that day. Trev was only fourth. But this time round, it's all eyes on Frankie as he tries to win the race on the brilliant Enable, winner of the race in the last 2 years. And there's no question that she's going to be a raging hot favourite to do so. Only 12 runners, just talking off air, Patrick. I can't remember as small as field as 12 in the Prix de l'Arc. Normally you get a full field of 20 and there's lots of luck and running is needed. But certainly on Sunday, she's drawn 9 out of 12. And really, on this season's form, she seems to be as good as ever. And well, last year she probably wasn't that impressive, and she only won by a head from Sia Class. She only had the one previous run last year. She had a bit of an injury early on in 2018. So this year seems to be plain sailing. She's won her 3 races in very good style. And while there is a strong overseas challenge, as you would expect, and hopefully Aidan O'Brien's magic and in Japan can go very well, it's all eyes are on Enable. And I think, you know, for racing in general, it would be fantastic if she could win it. It is a famous race, the Arc, so really, really good horse have won it. And to win it 3 times with a mare would be just tremendous, and hopefully she can do it.
We will touch more on Longchamp a little bit later on, Martin. Now, we'll be having a look at the Sun Chariot Stakes as well at Newmarket. That's the big group one on Saturday over in England. But we'll touch on the Irish racing firstly, Martin, because there's some superb action done for the decision this weekend. And firstly, we'll have a look at the 2-day fixture at Gorn. It started a little bit earlier on today. The second day of their autumn fixture gets underway at 2:05 on a Saturday afternoon. We're going to kick off with the second race in the card. That's the 2-mile handicap hurdle sponsored by the Tote, with 8 runners going to post.
Yeah, competitive fair all right indeed, Patrick. And as you say, a good meeting at Gordon Park tomorrow. A real sign that the National Hunt is coming around in full swing very shortly. And I was just talking that 2:40, possibly a horse called Important Message. Good fourth at Navan last weekend. In a decent sort of race, I think it has a good chance here of going a couple of places better. Alice Johnson was second last time at Clonmel. It's a good effort, and Parry Croach trainer has been doing quite well of late. Jody McGarvey takes them out there off just 10-4, and that one is certainly going to be a danger. But an Important Message ran well enough last week, and Navan suggests that he could go very close, provided the ground doesn't go much worse than it is forecast at the moment. Good healing in places would be fine. Wouldn't want too much rain, but I think Important Message has a very good chance.
The following race is the Maiden Hurdle, 2.5 miles. A lot of winners over on the flat, Martin, are running in this, and the likely favourite is the Emmett Mullins trained Rocket Lad.
Yeah, it's interesting, Patrick, and I think he should certainly win this one, or he should certainly start favourite if he lines up here. But he is actually declared for the last race at Tipperary on Sunday, which I thought was a bit odd. He's in the bumper there. He looked like he was possibly going to win at Killarney last time. Now, he was in a challenge at the time when he came down at the last. He had won his 2 previous bumpers in good style, including at the Galway Festival. So he does look a decent horse, but there is some very interesting rivals against him here. Notably so, a horse called Boda Clamart and a horse called Run Mile Fred of Garden Idiots. Boda Clamart is trained by Liz Doyle. Both draws finished first and second, actually, respectively, in an illicit bumper at Limerick last March. Now, that was quite a good effort. They're both useful four-year-olds, and I just have a feeling that Rocket Lad will have a tougher task on his hands tomorrow than he would have had maybe last time at Killarney. Also, one of Woody Munns there called Jewelry, a good winner of Cork last time out in a bumper. So, interesting contest. I think Rocket Lad, hopefully, he probably will prove good enough to win, but he certainly was a worse race last time at Killarney when he was actually odds on favourite. And he probably would have won all right, but he was been challenged at the time by the eventual winner. So just bear that in mind. I think he looks a smart horse on his bumper form, and he probably will be good enough to win tomorrow. But just interesting, he's declared to run at Tipperary on Sunday as well. So I just wonder what the story actually will eventually be. But could be a good race, this one, to follow. Could be, I think, all those horses will certainly win races in time. And Liz Lyle's By the Clamour looks a smart horse at Limerick last time. I think he could be one to follow for the rest of the season.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye out on that tomorrow. The €50,000 Kilkenny Racing Festival is the 3 mile handicap hurdle draw off at 3:50 tomorrow. A very competitive field and a full field here of 19.
Yeah, hugely competitive, it has to be said, Patrick. A very, very good race and prospect here. Eight and Bob, I suppose, would be the starting point for many people for Woody Mullins. A very former trained by Paul Deegan, a very much improved horse on the flat and over hurdles since joining the Woody Mullins stable, has said. And he enjoyed a good season. He's been in action a couple of times during the on the flat during the summer and did very well on a couple of occasions, finished second at the Galway Festival. The last time he ran over hurdles, he was in action at the Punchdown Festival in a good 2.5 mile hurdle race there. He didn't really perform that well, but he had previously won very well at Limerick and he went up £13 for that. Whether he gets 3 miles is probably slightly open to question, but I think he probably will get it and he certainly will command plenty of attention in the betting market. But there's a couple of in-form rivals here against them, notably Line Out and Sky Marshall. They were first and second in a similar type race at the recent Listowel Festival. Very good race between them on that occasion, only half length separated them. I see Debbie Russell's Line Out for John Kiley, but he is slightly worse off in the weights with Sky Marshall. And that was Sky Marshall's second run at the Stall Festival. He actually had ran fairly well just before that as well. Kevin Booter takes him out there, and Charles Burns has the stable in good form. Declan Creedy's Bower Dove has chased a hat-trick of wins now under Liam Quinlan, gone up plenty in the weights, but still probably has more to offer. While Mind's Made Up down towards the bottom was a good winner last time for Matthew Smith and Sean Flanagan. He's up £10, but still only has to carry 10-3. So it is a very, very competitive contest. Slight preference for me would be maybe a horse called Never Rush a Con for Jessica Harton. Always runs very well in these type of races. 3 miles suits him very well. He ran well twice at the Galway Festival, actually. He finished fourth in a good 2.6 handicap hurdle on the second last day behind Great Triangle. That was a good effort. Before that, he actually finished fifth in the GPT amateur handicap. So yes, very, very competitive fare. I'll go with Never Rush a Con each way. I can't see him out of 44.
The big race is the PWC Champion Chase worth €45,000. 2.5 miles the trip for the 4:25 contest and a very, very competitive field here for the 8 runners.
Yeah, good to see a good lineup here indeed, Patrick. It was just early on the week, there was only 9 or 10 entries for this, and it's good to see all eight or nine entries actually standing their ground, and some useful rivals here, Renewal Rivalry, no more so than Snow Falcon and Shattered Love. They were both in action in Down Royal at the early on that season, and Snow Falcon won this Grade 2 chase at the Down Royal Big Festival meeting there in early November last year when he beat Shattered Love by a length and a half. That was very good effort. Now, they actually ran off levels on that occasion. Now, Shattered Love didn't really enjoy the best of seasons after that. Ran on quick ground at Leopardstown over Christmas, and even trainer Gordon Elliott admitted last time that just recently that the ground was all wrong for last year. She was tried at a very high level. She ran the Gold Cup. Found life a bit difficult there, and this she has her kind of sights lowered here now for her first run of the season. I just think getting a good bit of weight off of Snow Falcon tomorrow now, I think she's got a great chance. She's getting £12 off him because Snow Falcon was a Grade 2 winner last season, has to carry a penalty. Shattered Love failed to get a win last season at all, so she then comes here fresh and well. I just think with Jack Kennedy on board, 2.5 miles and a nice little cut in the ground will suit her suit her very much, and I just think she's going to have an awful lot to beat tomorrow. I think she's got a really big say in this one. Peregrine won, had a tremendous season last year, ran a really good race in the Galway Plate last time, even under a big weight, finished a good fourth. He's won 4 or 5 races already this season and must come into the argument here, provided the ground doesn't go too soft. Well, the enigmatic York Hill was a winner at the at Galway during the summer, but then didn't run all that well in the Kerry National. You never know which York Hill would turn up. Obviously, if it was anything like it was a couple of years ago, he'd probably win this fairly handy, but just really is unreliable now, and it's very hard to see him beating the likes of Shattered Love and Soul Falcon if they're on form. The Storyteller had a tough job last year. He was a Grade 1 winner the year before, and he had to carry a lot of weight in those big races. He probably just wasn't up to that Grade 1 level last season, but he could run well again here, even though he's top weight. Well, Jet is a tricky customer as well. When things are going well for Jet, he runs a very good race. When things don't go so well, he doesn't run the same way at all. Jury Duty was a winner of the American Grand National last season, has ran for quite a while, and he gives Gardnerly a strong hand in the race. So it is an interesting race. From a punting point of view, I suppose you have to watch out which horse are fit, which horse are not. Snow Falcon will be fit. He ran at Ascot during the summer in June, and Snow Mead is having a good season at the moment. He certainly has a big chance, but I think Shattered Love at the weights could be the one tomorrow.
Anything else at Gorn on Saturday?
Well, there was just one in that the 5 o'clock race at Haas had a bit of a chance. That Dylan for Dermot McLaughlin, good winner at Kilbeggan last time, beat Kilkeshin in a interesting contest there. Both of them get the trip very well, but Gavin Cromwell's Static Jack looks nicely handicapped over fences compared to his hurdle mark, and if there's any America for support for that one, I would think Static Jack could go very well. Other races, the opening race could be interesting, Patrick. Cosmic Horizon was rated over 90 on the flat, and he will only have to jump around safely here for Joseph Bryan and JJ Slevin suggests he has a very good chance. I think he could be a horse that might do well over hurdles, and I'd say if he jumps safely around tomorrow, he should go very close. The bumper, or the last race of the card, the beginner's chase, could be interesting. Dallas the Pickton was a fair horse last season for Gordon Elliott, finished second to Early Doors in the Martin Pipe hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. If he jumps around safely tomorrow, 2-2 might be a little bit on the sharp side for him, but I think he will develop into a nice chaser, and he might be good enough to be the advantage point for Edward Harty. He was another decent horse last season.
Okay, so that's the action at Gordon. Let's move on then to Super Sunday, the penultimate fixture at Tipperary. First race gets underway at 1:30, mix of a flat and National Hunt card. We'll start with the flat racing, with the second race on the card. That's the Tote.com handicap worth €25,000, over 9 furlongs, Martin. We've got 11, which will be entering the stalls here.
Yeah, well, one of the features of the flat season this year has to be the form of the Dennis Hogan runners, as we said, Patrick. He really has had a wonderful season. Very, very clever trainer is Dennis, and his horse here, Cyrus Allen, is just one of a couple of horses, you could say, in the stable, have really improved an awful lot this season. Has won his last two races in very good style, up another £7 for a most recent success. And with James Doyle on board, he will be certainly one of the market leaders here. Only Human tops the weights here for Jessica Carrington, and the more rain the falls for this lad, the better. The forecast going of soft on the flat would certainly suit him. He wasn't suited by the quick ground last time and finishing last at the Irish Games at the Curragh. He was well actually fancied on that occasion, so would totally ignore that run. And even off top weight here, he must have a decent chance. Ascarana was a Denver Wells runner here under Chris Hayes. Winner only starter was common. Could be anything, and off a mark of just 77. It would be interesting to see how much market support for this one there is. The one I'm going to tip up, though, is a horse called Dare to Flare for the combination of Andrew Slattery and his course son, Andy Slattery, as well, came in 5-1. He's challenging for the championship, to be champion apprentice at the moment with Ocean R, and both of them are locked together, I think, on 37 winners, so it should be nothing between them by the time the season ends. But this Dare to Flare is a much improved animal. It was a bit unlucky at the corridor last weekend, but should have been probably placed in a good mile handicap. Ran into trouble along the rails, didn't get the clearance of runs, had to finish 6th or 7th on that occasion. But his earlier form was quite good as well. Off just a mark of 8-4 with Andrew claiming £5 with 7.13 to carry. This one represents a solid entry value in a very, very open contest.
The big flat race on Sunday is the Coolmore Home of Champions Concord Stakes Group 3 contest over the extended 7 furlongs, €65,000 in the prize pot. We have a field of 12 here going to stalls.
Well, trainer Dermawell has a very good record in this one, Patrick, and his horse here, Imaging, certainly it looks the one to beat under Ocean R. Has been seen since ran second in a group race at Baden-Baden in May. Before that, he won the Gladden Stakes at Naas, and of course he also won a list race at Leopardstown earlier in the season. The key to him is a cut in the ground, which he certainly will have on Sunday. And even with a £3 penalty for winning that group race, the Gladden Stakes at Naas, he's going to take plenty of beating here. The Danger Stranger could be a former stable companion, Yulon Gold Fairy, who was actually trained with Dremel Wells to win this race last season. Now has moved to Jean Bulger, and she hasn't in the best of form this year, but really it's because of the ground. She hasn't really got her ground, which she really does like soft ground. 7 furlongs and 100 yards will be right up her street, and Kevin Manning's charge must have a really, really good chance here. She's getting a bit of weight, she's getting £6 off Imaging, and if she's anywhere near last year's form, she will take plenty of beating. Others of her chances will be the much improved Salt and Stall for Adrian McGuinness. Good effort when second over a mile and a quarter at the Curragh last time, and a good primary handicap behind one Cold Poet. Also won the Galway Mile early on in the season as well in July at Galway. Very, very much improved horse, and Chris Hayes rides this one. He will love the bit of rain that fell lately because he's the son of Pivotal, who's normally like good ground. So it looks between Imaging, Salt and Stall, and Yulon Gold Fairy. Just on last year's form, Yulon Gold Fairy I think might be worth taking a chance on. Have to see how it goes in his first run for Jim Bulger, but sure to be very fit and fancied, and I think could just be good enough to beat Imaging at the weights.
Okay, let's change back to the National Hunt then, Martin, because the first race over hurdles is a very intriguing conditions hurdle over 2 miles, sponsored by the Horse and Jockey Hotel, and 6 will go to post.
Well, I suppose the big news here, I suppose, Patrick, is the return to action of Barry Geraghty. Hasn't been seen in action for quite a good while now, over a couple of months, and great to see Barry coming back, and hopefully now, I know he's in the twilight of his career, but he certainly has been a top-class jockey over the years. and his ride here in Ballyushin would be of most interest. Ballyushin was well fancied to win a handicap hurdle at Stone last time, but didn't really produce his best form on that occasion when he could only finish fifth behind David's Charm. Now, David's Charm renews rivalry here, and you have to say John Joe Walsh's Charge would be one of the leading fancies. He really is at least a much improved performer, this fella, and again the decent ground would suit him on Sunday. Patrick Mushfar formerly finished third in the champion hurdle a couple of seasons ago before he got injured, and then didn't run too badly in a couple of runs last season, finished fourth to Boover there on his last run in the Punchdown champion hurdle. And with Rachel Blackmore on board, it's easy to see this one trying to make all the running, and certainly will take plenty of beating. Plint is probably better over fences now, while the likes of Winter Escape is another one that was a good chaser last year, probably needs to run like an open book. Looks outclassed in this company, so it's an interesting contest. David Charm is certainly the farm horse and will probably start favourite and will take plenty of beating, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Patrick Mushore put it up to him. I think Henry Dwarmhead has a team in good form. Rachel Blackmore, I can see him making all the run here, and I think it's hard to catch around this easy 2 miles at Tipperary.
2 miles at Tipperary for the 3:30 as well is the Joe Mack Novice Hurdle with 7 declared here.
Yeah, another interesting contest. It's a novice event here, and a couple of horses in form. Turnpike Strip, second at the stall last time, or successful at the stall last time, must have a good chance, but he does have to concede a little bit of weight to his rivals here. And Charles Burns again has been in good form. His jockey Kevin Bruder can't actually claim the 5 pounds that he normally gets here because it's a grade 3 contest, and that might or might not make a difference. I think the one to beat is definitely Way Back Home for Parry Croach. A decent 4-year-old, ran some good races last season, won a grade 3 race at Ferry House early on this year, has run twice in the flat of late, finished well back favourite when toured at the Curra last week over a mile and a half in the ladies race before they had ran in the stall. I just think his fitness will have improved an awful lot in the last couple of weeks, and Mark Walsh takes the mount here. He could be the one to beat. Razul was a good winner of a big 4-year handicap hurdle at the stall last month, and certainly would enter calculations here for Ray Cody and Donald Myler, but I think really that Way Back Home might just be good enough to beat Turnpike Trip.
The penultimate race in the card is the Like a Butterfly Novice Chase over 2.5 miles, €45,000 in the pot, and again 7 will face the starter.
Yeah, Bram Bull was a good winner at Killarney last time for Willie Mullins, and he certainly would have a chance in Paul Townes, although he does have to concede a bit of weight here. Of the Mullins pair, actually, I think I do actually slightly prefer Dandy Mag. I've seen him win at Galway during the Galway Summer Festival. That was quite a good performance. It was a decent hurdler as well, although he was off track for a little while. He had a little injury, but looks the way he jumped around Galway, he likes these fences, and that would be a big plus here. Moon Over Jeremy was a fair horse as well in his day. He won a good winner at the Entry Festival last season, and he certainly would have a chance here for Henry de Bromhead. But Put the Kettle On has been in great form during the last couple of months, won a couple of minor races, but she does face a stiff enough task here. Champagne Classic, though, again, could be the one to side with. Youthful horse for Gardner is there a couple of seasons ago, was winner at the Shetland Festival, missed the whole of 2018, came back last season and ran two decent races in graded company without winning, just got touched off in the 10-up chase over 3 miles at Navan, and before that had finished a nice third at Nace as well. So 2.5 miles would probably be a little bit short for him, but if he's anywhere near fully fit, I think Champagne Classic might just be good enough to beat Dandy Mag in what is another pretty interesting race and what is a cracking card at Tipperary on Sunday.
And anything else to round out that cracking card on Sunday?
Well, I suppose in the last race, Patrick, just as we said, if Rocket Lad takes a chance here, I suppose he would take a lot of beating. In his absence, probably Pat Martin's Double Talk and Drive might be the one to beat. In the opening 2-year-old maiden, a horse called Sunchart for Andrew Slattery, I thought ran a good race when second to one maiden Brian that did a stole festival recently. And with a few, I suppose Aidan O'Brien has a good few runners in the race, they're all flush and out, so it's hard to know what way to go. But on that run, Sunchart has put up a good performance and just might be good enough to win that race. The other handicap hurdle on the card, the 4 o'clock Wait Here has a chance for Austin Leahy. Ran a couple of nice races towards the Galway Festival, and also ran well last time when placed at Listowel. I think Wait Here is a good chance there under Simon Turns in that 4 o'clock event.
Okay, we're going to run short on time, Martin, but to briefly run through the action at Newmarket then, because it's the Group 1 Son of Chariot Stakes. It's going to be the last ever time we'll see the filly Lawrence, who runs for Carbrook and PJ MacDonald. She's the 72 joint favourite, but plenty of Irish interest here as well. Aidan O'Brien with a double act in Hermosa and I Can Fly, while the O'Brien brothers, Dunica and Joseph, will be represented by Idarissa.
Yeah, Iridescent must have a good chance at Hathaway. She won the Matron Stakes last time at Leopardstown, Patrick. Just one slight worry would be she seems to run all her best races when Wayne Lorden is actually riding her, but I think he's away riding somewhere else. He's actually riding in France, I think, tomorrow. So it's just slight negative that maybe he's not able to ride her. He just seems to have the key to her. She's a three-time Grade 1 winner in her career. She won the Pretty Polly Stakes early on the year as well, but then didn't run so well in the Oaks. She's just, on her day, she's very, very useful, but it's just sometimes it's harder for her to maybe string two good runs together. But it is an interesting race, this one. Hermosa, I thought, came back to something like her best last time and just beat by Iridesa. She was very good early on the season, winning both guineas. I just have a feeling that Lawrence might just be feeling it now at this stage. She was a little bit disappointing last time in favour for the Matron Stakes at Leopardstown. Didn't really fire on that occasion, finished four. She's been a very good mare. Of course, she won this race last season when she beat I Can Fly, and who actually runs again tomorrow. And it's just an interesting race. I just don't think Lawrence is quite in the same form she was. I'd be a little bit surprised. She'd be the vulnerable one, maybe, of the one towards the head of the market. Certainly interesting contest. I think Iridesa, if she can put in the same run she put in the last time, just might be able to be good enough. But slight worry that Wayne Lorden isn't down to ride her.
Okay, let's turn attention to French Champions Weekend, Martin, and some big racing over the weekend. Just to briefly run through Saturday's card, the Prix Dollar sees Leo de Fiori for Shane Foley and Jesse Harrington running in the opening race of the weekend.
Yeah, it's only six runners in this. He's a much improved horse for Leo de Fiori. Didn't seem to get the mile and a half last time at Leopardstown when slightly disappointing. I think the cut in the ground will suit him. He's very lightly raced. He's only began his career this year. This is probably a decent race for him. It has to be said that he's against some useful horse here in line of duty. I think for Charlie Appleby could be one that will take plenty of beating here. He's a fairly smart horse, ran well last time at third behind in Group 1 company, and I think he probably would be the one to beat here. But I think Leo de Fiori certainly should represent Jessica Harden very well in that contest.
The following Group 2, the Prix Daniel Wilstein over the mile, sees Toran Chaman for the same connections.
That's right. One is on his only two races to date in good style, won a good handicap at the Galway Festival. Harrison is actually what he runs against here, but Almedo, I think, for Jean-Claude Rouget and Christian Demoreau will take probably plenty of beating here. It's hard to know exactly what to make of Toran Chaman. There's only five runners, so you must give him a chance, but this is certainly his toughest task to date, and it will take a career best effort for him to win this.
The big race on Saturday, Martin, is the Prix de Royloux, I should say. That's for the Group 1 3-year-old fillies and mares over a mile and six. And we've got the likes of Saucy Pearl for Aidan O'Brien, Delfina also for Aidan O'Brien, who's going to be ridden by Christoph Soumillon. And of course, we've got Latidar for John Gosling and William Buick.
That's right, but I suppose the one to be, and the interesting one here is Frankie Torrey's Mount Anna Corner, of course, winner of the Epsom Oaks in June. Hasn't really been seen since then, so probably has a bit of improvement. She did run a couple of weeks ago and only finished seventh in an hour trial back at Longchamp. She should improve a lot. Interesting, actually, that Frankie Torrey decided to stick with her, because I suppose she could have rode Lassie Dar, who was a stable companion, and you know, a very useful mare. She was third last time behind the Great and Able and Magical at York. Pilaster is another interesting one for England. Roger Varian, very useful horse indeed as well. I think Saucy Pearl and Delfina are probably up against it, has to be said. If they got placed, I'd say connections would be very happy. I think Lassie Dar maybe overall has maybe probably more solid look, and with the ground soft, it'll be in her favour. She'll get the mile and six very well, and she just might be good enough to win there.
Of course, the favourite there is Enivar for Jim Crowley after winning the Parkhill Stakes at Doncaster last time, and the Lily Langtree at the Goodwood Festival as well. The other group on the card, that is the Prix du Cadran, that's the 2.5 mile contest, Martin. Dermot Weld going to be represented here by Falcon Ace, going to be ridden by Frankie de Torre, but probably has it all to beat against DXB.
Yeah, DSB looks to me like he's overdue a Grade 1 win at this kind of level, at the staying distance, Patrick. He's been a very, very rock-solid horse all season long. Second his last three starts in very good company. Falcon Age, to say, was disappointing last time. I think the ground was way too quick from Doncaster last time. And you'd have to say, on this run, a stand-down area on the season, he'd have to improve to win here. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him getting involved. Interesting that Frankie de Torre does take up takes the mount on this one. He did win in a stand-down area on the season. He's a lightly raced horse and could be horse for next year. But I'd say it could run well, but certainly DXB is the one to beat. Although the soft ground just mightn't be totally in DXB's favour, he will stay every yard of his 2.5 mile trip and will take plenty of beating. One there maybe with a chance, a horse called the Wind, friend by Freddie Head, looks to be second favourite there, 7-2, certainly will be well fancied. Freddie Head is a very, very good trainer, obviously, formerly a very high class jockey. and I think this one will be the danger to the XB.
Okay, let's briefly go through Sunday then. With the open up the card, we've got two-year-old races. First up is the fillies.
Yeah, Albina has a very good chance here for Jessica Harrington. She was disappointing last time in the Migler, but she ran very free on that occasion. She's around, she's the suit favourite at the moment with Andrea Fabis Sabarin, who's unbeaten in two starts. But Albina, I think, going over a mile would probably suit her very well. She just seems to be very fresh in the Migler, ran very free with Shane Fordy on that occasion. It might be a different story this time around. You'd be hoping that she can win here. Sabarin, obviously, unbeaten in only two starts. You would have to be very much respectful of that one. With the Yutaka Taki as well, top-class Japanese jockey. But hopefully in the soft ground, Albina could get there herself to a good start here.
Pull out the colts in the Prejean Leluc Lagardère Armoury represents the Irish.
Well, this is a race that certainly Aidan O'Brien has dominated over the years, and his Armoury here must have a solid chance, although he was firmly put in his place by the brilliant Pinatubo the last time in the National Stakes at the Curragh. He was beaten 9 lengths on that occasion. What a horse that Pinatubo looks to be. But before that, he'd done absolutely nothing wrong in winning his 3 starts. He won the Futurity Stakes. He also won at Leopardstown, and he certainly, it's just first run and soft ground might be a slight bit of a worry, Patrick, but he certainly should go well, and the step up to a mile will suit him. The favourite here is a French friend horse called Victor Ladorum, around 6-4, Mikhail Barcelona for Andrew Fab. You've got to respect that one, I suppose, and also Helter Skelter would have a chance as well for France. I hope Armoury can do it. I just think he got so well beaten the last time, he will be up against it, but I think he certainly should be on the first three.
The Prix de l'Opera is the Group 1 for 3-year-old fillies and mares over 10 furlongs. The Irish look up against it, where Medea is going to be the short price favourite.
Yes, it looked very good last time, and very John Gosling mount horse is a very, very decent animal, this one. Beaten last time at Goodwood, but that was no disgrace, beaten by Deirdre. Earlier on the season, she looked a very useful horse. She just didn't seem to get home over the mile and a half, I thought, in the Epsom Oaks, Patrick, when she pulled very hard on that occasion. She's going to be favourite here around 2-1 or so. Also, one here, a horse called Watch Me, was the winner of the Coronation Stakes. Didn't follow it up last time and only finished in 4th, but she is back at home territory now and must have a bit of a chance. The Irish run fleeting here. She's in place on several occasions. Also Pink Dogwood and Goddess represent Aidan O'Brien as well. They all have their chances, I suppose, but it would be a bit of a surprise if they're good enough to quite win this one. I think the French have a bit of a strong hand, but really John Gosling's Medea could be another one for Frankie de Torre.
A short price favourite in the Prix de l'Abbé of the minimum distance for Jim Crowley and Charlie Hills. That's Batash.
Yeah, he looks a bit of a superstar. But it's just interesting to see how he goes on the soft ground. He did win the race 2 seasons ago. This season he's looked better than ever, though, it has to be said. He was very good at Goodwood on his penultimate start, and of course last time at York, absolutely bolted in. He is, you know, a very, very smart horse. Just wonder would soft ground be totally in his favour. He's so much speed, and this kind of Prix de l'Abbé is one of the softest 5 furlong races in the world. It really is only maybe 4.5 furlongs, I suppose. You know, and it's all flat. It just suits him so well. He'd take that beating. He was a good winner there 2 years ago. Go through usual kind of suspects in this. Soldier's Call, Invincible Iron, they've all run in these type of races before and should go well. Mab's Cross doesn't look to be the same mare as she used to be. Of the Irish then, Fairyland is so perfect for 1st and 2nd in the Flying 5 last time, but again, soft ground could be against them, and it's going to be very hard to live with the likes of Batash. He probably should win.
The Prix de la Forêt sees last weekend's winner at the Curragh, Speaking Colours, really put himself into the picture for the race on Sunday.
Yeah, good winner that time. It's around 10-12-1. 7 furlongs, yet to really prove he really gets that trip, I've said, Patrick. Sometimes stiff six might just come out on top on that one. Won't mind the ground, though. There's no question about that. Should go very well. Also mentioned here for Aidan Fogarty's Forever in Dreams. Didn't run well the last time, but ran a blinder away last. Got good ride there for Owen O'Neill in the big race it is. But towards the top of the market, you've got a lot of horses with chances. City Light would be the one for Christoph Similion that would start favourite. One Master's a fairly decent horse for William Haggis. Likes to cut in the ground and certainly would have a chance. But Sir Dancelot has had a good season for David Ellsworth and certainly is another one that could get involved. I think a little each way and one Master certainly won't go too far astray. Loves the cut in the ground and loves the 7 furlong trip.
The European Autumn highlight of the season, the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, Martin. We spoke about Enable at the top of the programme, but what about the rest of the card? Is there anything that can catch the Wonder Filly?
I think that she's just, it's a very good art, no question. Always is a very good, some very good horses, but she just has been such terrific form this season. You'd have to say that everything seems to be in her favour. Looks the, like, obviously knows the course well, loves the, likes to cut in the ground. The trip, the mile and a half trip right up her street, Frankie the Tory has won 6 arcs before. He knows his way around here very, very well. Some very good horses, obviously, against them. Japan has been a very good 3-year-old for Aidan O'Brien, winner of the Good Monty International Stakes last time. Earlier had won the Grand Prix de Paris in July, and over a mile and a half, he'll have no problem with this trip. He's a very good 3-year-old, and certainly, yeah, with Ryan Moore on board, you'd imagine he should go close. Magical has been a wonderful mare all season, but she's already been beaten 4 times by an Abel in her career. Now, in fairness, she's got fairly close. She's got half a length, 3 parts of a length. I just think a 10-1 on soft ground, she's got a rock solid chance. Danica takes the mount in that one, and she's drawn 8. Of the other ones, Sathas was a very good winner at the French Derby and looks a very smart horse. He also won the Prix Neil there last time, which is a good art trial, and certainly would have a good chance here. While Walgies, I know it's one you can fancy yourself, Patrick, has run well in this race before, ridden by Pierre Charles Bordeaux for Andrew Fab, has a very good chance, but just looks to be a little bit below the very top class level. Has been finished 4th and Abel in the King George, and has been thereabouts in different races, but has ground to make up. Enable. The interesting one is probably Charlie Appleby's Gaius. White man margin winner of a Group 1 in Germany last time, won 14 lengths on that occasion. That was very, very impressive. He's a lightly raced horse, son of Dubawi, and a very, very smart horse indeed himself. But it would just take, he got his kind of own way in front of last time. I just don't think that's going to happen this time around. And he will be up against it here. I think overall, I just think Enable is just too good for the rivals. If everything goes well, and I suppose you're never sure in a horse race, it is a horse race after all, things can happen. But if she turns up the same form she's been all the season, I think she'll end up with a fantastic victory and create history. And we'd round off what has been a tremendous career for her, and give another big race win for Frankie Dettori and John Gosden.
We'll be keeping a close eye on Longchamp on Sunday around at 3:10 to see who will be making that history and the headlines on Monday morning's papers. Matt Murphy, we've run miles over time, but as we do each and every week, let's get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, well, sure. I suppose Gordon Park Saturday, Patrick. I like the chances of Shattered Love in the big race. I think she really has a bit of a chance. But I'll take a chance also on Never Rush Around Each Way in that handicap hurdle. And Tipperary on Sunday, do like the chances of Jim Bulger's Yulon Gold Fairy in the Concord Stakes. Well, Dare to Flare, I think it's a good each way chance in the flat handicap. Just one more there, maybe Petrit Bouchoir in that grade 2 hurdle, I think, with Jessica Harrington or with Rachel Blackmore back on board, he could be good enough to make all the running.
Matt Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, thank you very much for joining us again this week. Enjoy the weekend's action, and we look forward to speaking to you next week. We'll be looking forward to the John Thomas McNamara Munster National.
Thanks a million, Patrick. Mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.